perceive.
I have ears to hear. And my spirit does perceive. The mercy seat is for me. Hallelujah. I want to take you on a short journey. And that short journey is visible in Isaiah chapter 11. I want to make sure that the awareness of the prophetic word that came to Isaiah, I don't know how many years before Jesus showed up that Isaiah lived, but it was quite a few hundred from what I understand. Anybody got a knowledge of how many years? Could be 500, could be 400, could be 300, I don't know. But I would definitely say hundreds of years, okay? Here's a man of God in Isaiah 11, 1. He's declaring a truth. Now, I'm going to relate this to looking at that Monte Carlo, okay? Why is Monte Carlo something important that connects Bob and I? Well, you know, the minute I looked at it, I'm examining it and I'm comparing the one that I'm looking at with the one that Bob had. I mean, that's just, you know, I guess it's a guy thing more than it is a maybe ladies thing, unless there are a few ladies exceptions. But anyway, it was important. And it was sharp looking. The body needed a paint job, but the one Bob had didn't need a paint job. But it was special. It had a special outline. And I couldn't take my eyes off of it. But it was bringing him and me together. And I can remember when I first went to your house after Bob had sold it. And he was telling me about the buyer, and how important for him that the buyer had a heart for the car. You see, we own something. We have something that we can relate to. The coordinates between Bob and I were different than maybe some other men in this house of prayer, and over the years. So Holy Spirit, you know, had that impact in us, and I can remember driving home after he sold that car, and I could just sense the tears in my heart. How would I do if I was selling my vehicle? Because my body is now coming into a place where I can't, and I won't, but I still want to. I still have a desire to use. I still have a desire for freedom, but I'm being bound to a chair. How would I do? I watched that man come full circle. I watched him being angry. I watched him sitting at that dining room table, me and him, sending you out of the house. And just being able to relate one-to-one. And this is not a eulogy. This is a celebration, okay? And I kept trying to give him some courage for what lied ahead. Because again, you know, the dark lights were on. That's all I can tell you, is the dark lights are on. He knows he can't take care of himself. He knows there's a limited capacity. He knows that Sylvester's his only friend. You know, and that's where he was at that time. Even you were not always a friend at that point.
I wasn't.
Okay? You were being looked at from a whole different, and of course, at that time, I was still a buddy. That fluctuated over the years, and that's okay. All right? Because I wouldn't want to live where he's had to go through. But experientially, just like God allowed you to go through this incredible test, you're going to be different now. And how much different, it depends on you and me and how we cooperate with the tests we're in. Because the testings that we go through are designed by God to mature us, not to destroy us. It is not God's plan to destroy his creation. It is, however, God's plan to recreate and to make us into the fullness of what we were designed to become. So, I want you to look now. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. That implies that Jesse was literally cut down. There was nothing left of Jesse. That's David's son, David's father. Okay, if you don't know who Jesse is, that's King David's father. Why would he be described as a stump? Any clue? It is the saying very loud and clear. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his root, a branch will bear fruit. Now, if I had personal knowledge of King David's family, I might be able to put that together. But if I don't, this is just strange language. It doesn't make sense. This girl right here, right in front of me, that's smiling, had a word of knowledge back at Grace Church. Well, I see this log. It's in a field, and it's just laying there. And I never told you, Gail. I knew that was me. I knew that I was going to be cut down. But there would be a stump that would remain. And there would be a shoot that would rise up. And it would be the same Holy Spirit that would take care of me. Because at that time, I didn't want to continue. I didn't want to continue. See, the want to was worn out because it was under soul power. The worn out part of you and me comes under soul power. The spirit will rise up out of that. From what was dead, he'll recreate you in the image and likeness of his father and of our father. You saw that stump just a few weeks back. You saw it rise. And you saw it in full bloom. It's the same Holy Ghost that took me from that dead space and lifted me up to do whatever he has a choice to do with me because I'm willing. That's why every test that we go through is designed by God to lift us up, but not without the seven spirits working in us on a full-time basis. They're very clear. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and obviously the spirit of the Lord himself. Which is the spirit of Jesus, which is the Father's spirit. So, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Jesus is called the branch. So you can look that up if you want. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and power, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness, he will judge the needy with justice. He will give decisions for the poor of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. What is the rod of your mouth? It is the same rod that he used to declare to the words that needed to be spoken to his generation. Got it? Righteousness will be in his belt. The faithfulness, the sash around his waist, there's your armor. He wore it well. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearlings together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, the young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infants will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. In that day, see, that's prophetic for today. That is the now message. What was is going to be transformed to the kingdom of light instead of the kingdom of darkness. The behavior that you see from verse 5 all the way to 9 and including part of 10 is the way of the flesh. But the way of the spirit is introduced into humanity. And in that introduction, you see samples along the way. You see men and women of God all along the path of the last 2,000 years that we call saints. Why? Because they did work above the natural. They were under the anointing of the same Holy Ghost that Jesus was. And they did marvels and wonderful things were done. But it was only a sample. Verse 10, in that day the root of Jesse will stand as a banner, which is a flag, for the people. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. In that day the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will vanish. Judah's enemies will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, nor Judah hostile towards Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people of the east. They will lay hands on Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. The Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea with a scorching wind. He will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River. He will break it up into seven streams so that the men can cross in sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from the Assyria, as there was for Israel when they came up from Egypt. Do you see the typology there? Do you see God doing the same thing he did when he brought the captives out? If you don't, ask the Holy Spirit to open that up to you, because it'll give you a hand up so that you don't claim hopelessness and declare what your emotions say about the day we're living in. We are in a transition day. We're in a day where the root of Jesse, with all seven spirits of God, will operate in every single individual that he lifts up out of the mucky mire that they've lived in. And that includes Bob, and it includes the ex. It includes the brokenness that are in our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, because I've got some that I watched again yesterday. And I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, if you keep your eyes on me, you don't need to do anything else. You see, I got my six-year-old, okay? A year ago, he started kindergarten. They did a few months. They closed everything down. He lost whatever he had gained, and of course, he couldn't pass. Last night, I'm doing whatever. We had a nice supper together. And he said, well, you need to come and sit with me. So he's sitting in my recliner, and of course I'm trying to fit my rear end next to him, and he's putting on weight, so it's a little tougher to fit in, but we fit. So now he's got his little cell phone that he got from his sister, and he's playing, and there's ghosts in the game that he's playing, and of course he kills all the ghosts. And you know, I was tempted. Oh man, I was tempted. I wanted to say, and the Lord said, Kim, shut up. Enjoy the game. Watch what he's learning. So every spook that he sees, click, 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 boom, they disappear. He said, that's his future. Oh, okay, okay. And so, you know, what is God saying to me? Can't you see I'm using him where he's at? Teaching him what he needs to learn at six. And if you don't get a six-year-old brain to connect with him, you're going to be in trouble. Uh-oh. I hit a brick wall right now. What does that mean? St. Paul says, I'm all things to all people. Meaning, don't try to feed a little one into something they can't handle. Mm-hmm. Whether they're 5, 6, 60 or 80. You see, some have the mentality of a six-year-old at 80. You better think twice before you open your mouth because you're wasting your
breath.
Yes or no?
Yes.
So the wisdom is to learn when to be quiet, when to give mercy, because that mercy seat can be used anytime. It's designed by God for us to run to because it covers the law. It covers all the rules of the old covenant. It's buried in there. And he doesn't want us to go digging after the old stuff. He wants us to go forward in the promise and the prophecy that we are part of that root. You say, how can we be a part of the root of Jesse? The corporate body is being formed by God. The corporate body is being formed by God. Okay. Put your Bibles down. You need to change gears right now. I want you to stand. I want you to come around the table. The corporate body is made up of a multiple, diverse group of men and women that love the Lord. You say, well, we're so few. He took 12 and he changed the earth without a TV.
That's right.
Amen.
Without a cell phone. Father, we submit to you today. I want you to repeat that.
Father, we submit to you today.
It's hard to see myself, Lord.
It's hard to see myself, Lord.
As part of the stump of Jesse.
As part of the stump of Jesse.
But we all come from broken backgrounds.
But we all come from broken backgrounds.
And we're available to you.
And we're available to you.
We make the decision today.
We make the decision today.
To trust in your mercy.
To trust in your mercy.
Not just for Massachusetts.
Not just for Massachusetts.
Or Chicopee.
Or Chicopee.
Or even Munson.
Or even Munson.
Especially the officers.
Especially the officers.
Those who were abusive to our brother.
To our brother.
Father, we lift them up today.
Father, we lift them up today.
We lift up those that are stuck.
We lift up those who are stuck.
They're stuck in deception.
They're stuck in deception.
They're serving Babylon.
They're serving Babylon.
And they might not have a clue.
And they might not have a clue.
Your plan is to release.
Is to release.
Grace to them.
Grace to them.
Through my mouth.
Through my mouth.
So Father, I shout grace.
So Father, I shout grace.
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 To all the officials.
To all the officials.
Especially Governor Baker.
Especially Governor Baker.
And all of his helpers.
And all of his helpers.
Grace.
Grace.
To open them up.
To open them up.
Healing.
Healing.
Designed by the Lord.
Designed by the Lord.
To set them free.
To set them free.
Let them come out of confusion.
Let them come out of confusion.
Let them come out of fear.
Let them come out of fear.
For God did not give us a spirit of fear.
For God did not give us a spirit of fear.
He gave us power.
He gave us power.
Love.
Love.
And a sound mind.
And a sound mind.
2 Timothy 1:7.
2 Timothy 1:7.
It's got to be a real.
It's got to be real.
A truth.
A truth.
To set the captives free.
To set the captives free.
And if fear tries to come back.
And the fear tries to come back.
I need Holy Ghost.
I need Holy Ghost.
To prompt me.
To prompt me.
And to back this stuff up.
And to back this stuff up.
With God's promise.
With God's promise.
I will not serve fear.
I will not serve fear.
I will serve the Most High God.
I will serve the Most High God. I will serve the Most High God. I will serve the Most High God.